Granny's Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in Dick Huddleston's store telling Dick about their amazing new delivery boy. Listen.
Well, I'll have to say one thing for that new delivery boy of yours, Lum. He's certainly cutting into my business over here.
He is, huh?
You know, I haven't had a single grocery order phone in there since you fellas started this thing.
Well, our telephone's just ringing all the time over there. Everybody wants Robert to bring groceries to them.
Yeah.
Folks who used to come and get their stuff now wants Robert to deliver.
Oh, sure. They all want to see him. The doggonest thing I ever saw in my life. I wish I'd have thought of it myself and beat you fellas to it.
Well, I can't claim none of the credit for it myself. Abner was the one that studied it up. Him and Cedric.
They did, huh?
Yeah, they figured how to get Robert to turn corners at the right time and all that stuff.
Yeah, looks like I'm either going to have to get me a mechanical giraffe or something like that to deliver my groceries or just close up the store once.
Oh, well, this won't last, Dick. The novelties of it is bound to wear off sooner or later.
Yeah, I'm liable to be broke by the time it does, though.
Besides that, I don't know where we can afford to keep it up or not.
Afford it? Well, it's not much expense to operate in that robot, is it?
Well, a heap more than I figured.
Hmm.
For one thing, Abner spends all his time on the phone getting instructions from the observers, and so...
His observers?
Yeah, that's Cedric.
Oh.
He's all the observers. See, he runs ahead of Robert and goes into different folks' houses and calls Abner and tells him when Robert's reached the corner.
Oh, I see.
That way, Abner can tell when to push a button on the radio control box and make Robert turn.
Yeah, this whole thing sounds like something out of the comic strips, you know.
Well, Grannies, that's where Abner and Cedric get all that fancy talk they're doing.
Fancy talk?
Oh, yeah, you ought to hear. You'd think there's a couple of generals reporting a big battle to one another.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. You started to tell me, though, why you thought this might get too expensive for you, Lum.
Oh, yeah, well, like I said, Abner spends all his time getting these reports on the phone from Cedric, so he don't have time to do nothing else. And I can't keep up with the work now that our trade's so heavy, so we're going to have to hire a couple of extra hands.
Yeah, well, that will cost you something, all right.
Yeah, and besides that, Cedric wants to be paid for running ahead of Robert and phoning in them reports to Abner. Fact is, he wants about twice as much as we'd have to pay an ordinary delivery boy because he claims he's executive now.
Well, I can see it. Robert's going to be a pretty expensive employee, all right.
Oh, he is. And on top of that, now Abner claims he ought to get more than half the profits from the store, as long as it was him that studied up this idea.
Wants more than half the profits?
That's what he says.
Well, that doesn't sound like Abner.
Well, I'll tell you, Dick, Abner's a changed man. He ain't like he used to be.
How do you mean, Lum?
Well, see... Oh, wait a minute. It's 10 o'clock. Robert's supposed to go out on another delivery trip right now. I want you to come over and watch this, Dick.
Well, I'd like to see it, all right,
Lum. Well, you might as well come along, Dick. You ain't doing enough business to keep you here.
Well, no, that's right, I guess.
Oh, this is something you oughtn't to miss.
Well, all right, all right. I'll go right along with you. Grandpap. Hey, Grandpap.
Hey, what's that?
Listen, Grandpap, I'm going over to Lum's store for a minute. Will you keep an eye on things here for me?
Oh, sure I will, Richard. Yeah, run right along. Sure I will.
And try to stay awake till I get back if you can.
Oh, I never go to sleep, Richard. You know that. No, sir, I never go to sleep. Don't even sleep at night, hardly.
Well, come on, let's go, Lum. Watch out for that door. I put a new spring on it this morning. It shuts pretty fast if you're not careful, eh?
Yeah, I ought to do that with our door. It does, don't it?
Yeah, that thing shuts in the hearing. What's this about Abner being a changed man, Lum, and in what way?
Well, it's sort of got me worried, Dick. I'm feared he's going to turn out to be another Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? Abner?
Yes, sir. See, he's got the crazy idea that just because he can control that robot, he's the most powerful man he is.
Well, he doesn't actually believe it, though, does he?
Oh, he does. Yes, sir. He does. He talks about running the whole town and I don't know what all.
Well, I never thought Abner'd be like that.
Well, I never did neither, but it's a huge thing. You put a little power into a man's hands and ain't no telling what might happen to him. Calls himself Abner the Master.
Abner the Master?
That's what he says.
Well, I don't think you have to worry much about that, Lum.
I don't know. You ought to see the peculiar look he gets in his eyes sometimes. Scare the daylights out of you. Tell you, it makes the shivers run up and down your back spine.
Well, that's hard to believe about Abner.
Well, you ought to saw him early this morning. Grandpap come over there hopping mad on account of what happened yesterday.
You mean when Robert delivered the grocer there at the Spirited place and got his arm caught in Grandpap's suspenders and dragged him down the road?
Yeah, I heard that. Well, Grandpap come in the store ready to chop that robot to pieces and whip Abner. My granny's Abner stood right up to him, give him that peculiar look, and backed old Grandpap right out of the place.
He did?
Yes, I never saw nothing like it.
Well, I wondered why Grandpap acted so meek when he came in here this morning. Sat over in a corner, mumming to himself, and finally fell asleep.
Well, that was the reason. Well, come on, let's go in. You'll get a kick out of watching Abner direct Robert around town. Come on.
Yeah.
There's Abner, the master, with the radio control box. He must be getting ready to send Robert out.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Lom. Howdy, Dick.
Hello, Abner.
Is Robert about ready to go out, Abner?
Yeah, he's on his way already. He left out of here about 10 minutes ago.
I thought he wasn't supposed to go till 10 o'clock.
Well, the orders is piling up so fast here, I had to send him out a little ahead of schedule.
Oh, well, I just brung Dick over here to let him see Robert take off.
Oh, well, that's too bad he's done went. Well, you can get in on the operational operations anyway. I'm expecting a report from Observer Number 3 any minute now.
Number 3, huh?
Yep, time for him to report.
Oh, numbers 1 and 2's done phoned in, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're way past them now.
Yes, I'm sorry you missed them first two, Dick.
Well, maybe I can get the idea from Number 3. Where's this delivery going, Abner?
Well, according to the operation sheet here, the target is the Blevins' place, I believe. Dogan, wait a minute. That's more like the colonel right now.
Watch this now, Dick.
Hello, main control, our chief operations, smiling Captain Peabody doing the controlling.
Observer Number 3 reporting, grinning Colonel Cedric to smiling Captain Peabody.
Over to you, Colonel.
Over to me, reporting from Blevins' field on yesterday, plus one.
Roger, are you requesting landing instructions?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you are, so request them.
Yes, ma'am. Only trouble is, though, there ain't nothing to request them for.
Well, ain't Robert approaching the target?
No, Mom. Leastways, I can't see him.
Well, where's he at, then?
Well, I don't know. After I give you the report from the sea strunkses, I run around the corner and come down here to the Blevins's to wait for Robert, but he ain't showed up yet.
Well, law me, he's had plenty of time to get there by now.
Well, maybe you turned him the wrong way back there at the corner. I never stopped to see which way he went.
No, I don't think I did. You better run back there and see if you can find him, Colonel.
Will call, Captain.
And don't get snafu'd.
Roger, Captain.
Roger, Colonel.
My Jack, if that don't beat all.
Well, what's happened? Has something gone wrong, smiling Captain Peabody?
Yeah, I'm feared so. That blame Robert must have turned the wrong way at the last corner there. I thought I could trust him to do better than that. More than likely, he's sneaking off somewhere to rest, the little varmint.
Well, wait a minute. Own fault. You're the one that operates the remote control box there.
Smiling Captain Peabody don't make mistakes. Thought that Robert was acting kind of smart when he left out of here a while ago. Ought to know he's up to something.
Abner, will you get it through your thick head that ain't no human? And what's more, you better get out there and help Cedric hunt for him.
Don't worry now. The colonel will find him. Besides, I've got to stay here and take the reports when they come in.
Well, I wouldn't take no chances on that thing running around loose that way. No telling what might happen, strong as he is.
Don't worry now, boy. We'll handle him.
If that thing gets headed towards a house, it's just liable to crash right through it. That can hurt somebody.
Well, one thing, it couldn't have gone very far. It doesn't move very fast, does it?
Well, it can. If you turn this gadget here to where it says high speed, see, you turn it... Oh, my dog is waiting a minute here. That thing's done turned to that high speed. I must have done that by mistake.
Well, Granny's, can't you turn that back and slow him down?
Yeah, I can do that all right, yeah.
Wait, what's the matter with us? The best thing to do is to push the button that stops him.
Wait a minute. Maybe we won't have to do that. Must be Cedric calling now. I'll see you. Hello. Smiling Peabody talking. Over to you.
Over to me and double snafu.
Huh?
I can't find that doggone Robert nowhere.
Oh, my goodness. Well, keep looking, Colonel.
Yes, Mom. Roger.
Roger. Doggett, hand me that control box, Lum. I've got to stop that Robert right away.
Yeah, here you are. Said you couldn't find him, huh?
No, couldn't see him nowhere. Doggett, I've got... Well, I'll be dad blamed.
What's the trouble?
I can't work the turn-off switch. It's stuck or something.
Well,
here, Lom.
Busted. Do something. We can't let a dangerous thing like that run loose in the community. Do something, but stop it.